Constitutional Law by Erwin Kamarinsky. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Erwin Kamarinsky's book, Constitutional Law, provides an in-depth look at the United States Constitution and its interpretation by the Supreme Court. The book begins with an overview of the Constitution, including its history, structure, and the powers it grants to the federal government. It then examines the various constitutional rights and liberties, such as freedom of speech, religion, and the right to privacy. Kamarinsky also discusses the Supreme Court's role in interpreting the Constitution, including its power of judicial review and the various tests it uses to determine the constitutionality of laws. He also examines the various constitutional amendments, such as the First Amendment, and their impact on the interpretation of the Constitution. Finally, the book looks at the current state of constitutional law, including the impact of recent Supreme Court decisions and the role of the federal government in protecting constitutional rights. Throughout the book, Kamarinsky provides a comprehensive and accessible overview of the Constitution and its interpretation by the Supreme Court. The book is divided into four parts. Part 1 provides an overview of the Constitution, including its history, structure, and the powers it grants to the federal government. Part 2 examines the various constitutional rights and liberties, such as freedom of speech, religion, and the right to privacy. Part 3 looks at the Supreme Court's role in interpreting the Constitution, including its power of judicial review and the various tests it uses to determine the constitutionality of laws. Part 4 examines the current state of constitutional law, including the impact of recent Supreme Court decisions and the role of the federal government in protecting constitutional rights. Throughout the book, Kamarinsky provides a comprehensive and accessible overview of the Constitution and its interpretation by the Supreme Court. He examines the various constitutional rights and liberties, such as freedom of speech, religion, and the right to privacy. He also discusses the Supreme Court's role in interpreting the Constitution, including its power of judicial review and the various tests it uses to determine the constitutionality of laws. He examines the various constitutional amendments, such as the First Amendment, and their impact on the interpretation of the Constitution. Finally, he looks at the current state of constitutional law, including the impact of recent Supreme Court decisions and the role of the federal government in protecting constitutional rights. Constitutional law is an essential resource for anyone interested in understanding the United States Constitution and its interpretation by the Supreme Court. It provides a comprehensive and accessible overview of the Constitution and its interpretation by the Supreme Court. It is an invaluable resource for students, lawyers, and anyone interested in understanding the Constitution and its interpretation by the Supreme Court. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land. The Constitution is the highest form of law in the United States, and all other laws must be consistent with it. It is the foundation of the American legal system and is interpreted by the Supreme Court. The Constitution is the highest form of law in the United States, and all other laws must be consistent with it. It is the foundation of the American legal system and is interpreted by the Supreme Court. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land, meaning that it is the ultimate source of authority for all other laws in the United States. It is the document that establishes the structure of the government, defines the powers of the branches of government, and protects the rights of citizens. It is the document that sets out the framework for the legal system and provides the basis for the rule of law. The Constitution is the document that establishes the basic principles of the American legal system. It is the document that sets out the framework for the government and defines the powers of the branches of government. It is the document that protects the rights of citizens and provides the basis for the rule of law. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land, meaning that it is the ultimate source of authority for all other laws in the United States. It is the document that establishes the structure of the government, defines the powers of the branches of government, and protects the rights of citizens. The Constitution is the document that sets out the framework for the legal system and provides the basis for the rule of law. It is the document that establishes the basic principles of the American legal system and is interpreted by the Supreme Court. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land, meaning that it is the ultimate source of authority for all other laws in the United States. It is the document that establishes the structure of the government, defines the powers of the branches of government, and protects the rights of citizens. Main idea number 2. The Constitution establishes a system of separation of powers. The Constitution divides the powers of the federal government among the three branches, the legislative, executive, and judicial. This separation of powers is designed to prevent any one branch from becoming too powerful. The Constitution establishes a system of separation of powers, which divides the powers of the federal government among the three branches, the legislative, executive, and judicial. This separation of powers is designed to prevent any one branch from becoming too powerful. The legislative branch, composed of Congress, is responsible for making laws. The executive branch, headed by the President, is responsible for enforcing the laws. The judicial branch, composed of the Supreme Court and other federal courts, is responsible for interpreting the laws. The Constitution also provides for a system of checks and balances, which allows each branch to limit the power of the other branches. For example, the President can veto legislation passed by Congress, and Congress can override the veto with a two-thirds majority vote. The Supreme Court can declare laws passed by Congress to be unconstitutional. The President can appoint judges to the Supreme Court, but Congress must approve the appointments. The separation of powers and system of checks and balances are designed to ensure that no one branch of government becomes too powerful. This system of government has been in place since the founding of the United States and has been a key factor in the stability and success of the nation. Main idea number 3. The Constitution establishes a system of checks and balances. The Constitution also provides for a system of checks and balances between the three branches of government. This system ensures that no one branch can become too powerful and that the government remains accountable to the people. The Constitution establishes a system of checks and balances between the three branches of government. This system ensures that no one branch can become too powerful and that the government remains accountable to the people. The system of checks and balances is designed to prevent any one branch from becoming too powerful and to ensure that the government remains accountable to the people. The system of checks and balances works by allowing each branch to check the power of the other branches. For example, the President can veto legislation passed by Congress, and Congress can override the President's veto with a two-thirds majority vote. The Supreme Court can also review laws passed by Congress and the President to determine if they are constitutional. This system of checks and balances ensures that no one branch can become too powerful and that the government remains accountable to the people. The system of checks and balances also ensures that the government remains accountable to the people. The President, Congress, and the Supreme Court are all accountable to the people through elections and other forms of public oversight. This system of checks and balances ensures that the government remains accountable to the people and that no one branch can become too powerful. Main idea number 4. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism. The Constitution divides power between the federal government and the states. This system of federalism allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism, which divides power between the federal government and the states. This system of federalism allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism is based on the idea that the states should have the power to make their own decisions and laws, while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism allows the states to have some control over their own affairs, while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism also allows the federal government to have some control over the states, while still allowing the states to have some autonomy. The Constitution also establishes a system of checks and balances between the federal government and the states. This system of checks and balances ensures that the federal government does not have too much power over the states, and that the states do not have too much power over the federal government. This system of checks and balances also ensures that the federal government and the states are able to work together to ensure the best interests of the people. The Constitution also establishes a system of judicial review, which allows the Supreme Court to review laws passed by the federal government and the states. This system of judicial review ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are constitutional and in line with the principles of the Constitution. This system of judicial review also ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are fair and just. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism that allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism also ensures that the federal government and the states are able to work together to ensure the best interests of the people. This system of federalism also ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are constitutional and in line with the principles of the Constitution. Main idea number 5. The Constitution establishes a system of judicial review. The Constitution grants the Supreme Court the power of judicial review, which allows it to review the laws of the federal government and the states to ensure that they are consistent with the Constitution. The Constitution grants the Supreme Court the power of judicial review, which allows it to review the laws of the federal government and the states to ensure that they are consistent with the Constitution. This power of judicial review is an important part of the system of checks and balances established by the Constitution. It ensures that the laws of the government are in line with the Constitution and that the government is not overstepping its bounds. Judicial review also serves to protect the rights of individuals by ensuring that laws are not passed that violate the Constitution. The Supreme Court has the power to declare laws unconstitutional if they are found to be in violation of the Constitution. This power is not absolute, however, and the court must consider the intent of the law and the context in which it was passed. The court must also consider the impact of the law on the rights of individuals and the public interest. If the court finds that a law is unconstitutional, it can strike it down and prevent it from being enforced. The system of judicial review established by the Constitution is an important part of the American legal system. It ensures that the laws of the government are in line with the Constitution and that the rights of individuals are protected. It also serves as a check on the power of the government, ensuring that it does not overstep its bounds. Main idea number 6. The Constitution establishes a system of individual rights. The Constitution protects the rights of individuals from the government. These rights include the right to free speech, the right to bear arms, the right to due process, and the right to privacy. The Constitution of the United States establishes a system of individual rights that protect citizens from the government. These rights are enshrined in the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. These rights include the right to free speech, the right to bear arms, the right to due process, and the right to privacy. The right to free speech is enshrined in the First Amendment, which states that Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. This right is fundamental to the functioning of a democracy, as it allows citizens to express their opinions and to criticize the government without fear of retribution. The Second Amendment protects the right to bear arms. This right is important for self-defense and for maintaining a militia to protect the nation. It is also important for ensuring that citizens can protect themselves from a tyrannical government. The Fifth and Fourteenth Amendments protect the right to due process. This right ensures that the government cannot take away a person's life, liberty, or property without following certain procedures. This right is important for protecting citizens from arbitrary or capricious government action. The Fourth Amendment protects the right to privacy. This right ensures that the government cannot search or seize a person's property without a warrant. This right is important for protecting citizens from unreasonable searches and seizures. The Constitution of the United States establishes a system of individual rights that protect citizens from the government. These rights are fundamental to the functioning of a democracy and ensure that citizens are protected from arbitrary or capricious government action. Main idea number 7. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism. The Constitution divides power between the federal government and the states. This system of federalism allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism, which divides power between the federal government and the states. This system of federalism allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism is based on the idea that the states should have the power to make their own decisions and laws, while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism allows the states to have some control over their own affairs, while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism also allows the federal government to have some control over the states, while still allowing the states to have some autonomy. The Constitution also establishes a system of checks and balances between the federal government and the states. This system of checks and balances ensures that the federal government does not have too much power over the states, and that the states do not have too much power over the federal government. This system of checks and balances also ensures that the federal government and the states are able to work together to ensure the best interests of the people. The Constitution also establishes a system of judicial review, which allows the Supreme Court to review laws passed by the federal government and the states. This system of judicial review ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are constitutional and in line with the principles of the Constitution. This system of judicial review also ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are fair and just. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism that allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism also ensures that the federal government and the states are able to work together to ensure the best interests of the people. This system of federalism also ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are constitutional and in line with the principles of the Constitution. Main idea number 8. The Constitution establishes a system of judicial review. The Constitution grants the Supreme Court the power of judicial review, which allows it to review the laws of the federal government and the states to ensure that they are consistent with the Constitution. The Constitution grants the Supreme Court the power of judicial review, which allows it to review the laws of the federal government and the states to ensure that they are consistent with the Constitution. This power of judicial review is an important part of the system of checks and balances established by the Constitution. It ensures that the laws of the government are in line with the Constitution and that the government is not overstepping its bounds. Judicial review also serves to protect the rights of individuals by ensuring that laws are not passed that violate the Constitution. The Supreme Court has the power to declare laws unconstitutional if they are found to be in violation of the Constitution. This power is not absolute, however, and the court must consider the intent of the law and the context in which it was passed. The court must also consider the impact of the law on the rights of individuals and the public interest. If the court finds that a law is unconstitutional, it can strike it down and prevent it from being enforced. The system of judicial review established by the Constitution is an important part of the American legal system. It ensures that the laws of the government are in line with the Constitution and that the rights of individuals are protected. It also serves as a check on the power of the government, ensuring that it does not overstep its bounds. Main idea number 9. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism. The Constitution divides power between the federal government and the states. This system of federalism allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism, which divides power between the federal government and the states. This system of federalism allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism is based on the idea that the states should have the power to make their own decisions and laws, while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism allows the states to have some control over their own affairs, while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism also allows the federal government to have some control over the states, while still allowing the states to have some autonomy. The Constitution also establishes a system of checks and balances between the federal government and the states. This system of checks and balances ensures that the federal government does not have too much power over the states, and that the states do not have too much power over the federal government. This system of checks and balances also ensures that the federal government and the states are able to work together to ensure the best interests of the people. The Constitution also establishes a system of judicial review, which allows the Supreme Court to review laws passed by the federal government and the states. This system of judicial review ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are constitutional and in line with the principles of the Constitution. This system of judicial review also ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are fair and just. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism that allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism also ensures that the federal government and the states are able to work together to ensure the best interests of the people. This system of federalism also ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are constitutional and in line with the principles of the Constitution. Main idea number 10. The Constitution establishes a system of judicial review. The Constitution grants the Supreme Court the power of judicial review, which allows it to review the laws of the federal government and the states to ensure that they are consistent with the Constitution. The Constitution grants the Supreme Court the power of judicial review, which allows it to review the laws of the federal government and the states to ensure that they are consistent with the Constitution. This power of judicial review is an important part of the system of checks and balances established by the Constitution. It ensures that the laws of the government are in line with the Constitution and that the government is not overstepping its bounds. Judicial review also serves to protect the rights of individuals by ensuring that laws are not passed that violate the Constitution. The Supreme Court has the power to declare laws unconstitutional if they are found to be in violation of the Constitution. This power is not absolute, however, and the court must consider the intent of the law and the context in which it was passed. The court must also consider the impact of the law on the rights of individuals and the public interest. If the court finds that a law is unconstitutional, it can strike it down and prevent it from being enforced. The system of judicial review established by the Constitution is an important part of the American legal system. It ensures that the laws of the government are in line with the Constitution and that the rights of individuals are protected. It also serves as a check on the power of the government, ensuring that it does not overstep its bounds. Main idea number 11. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism. The Constitution divides power between the federal government and the states. This system of federalism allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism, which divides power between the federal government and the states. This system of federalism allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism is based on the idea that the states should have the power to make their own decisions and laws, while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism allows the states to have some control over their own affairs, while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism also allows the federal government to have some control over the states, while still allowing the states to have some autonomy. The Constitution also establishes a system of checks and balances between the federal government and the states. This system of checks and balances ensures that the federal government does not have too much power over the states, and that the states do not have too much power over the federal government. This system of checks and balances also ensures that the federal government and the states are able to work together to ensure the best interests of the people. The Constitution also establishes a system of judicial review, which allows the Supreme Court to review laws passed by the federal government and the states. This system of judicial review ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are constitutional and in line with the principles of the Constitution. This system of judicial review also ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are fair and just. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism that allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism also ensures that the federal government and the states are able to work together to ensure the best interests of the people. This system of federalism also ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are constitutional and in line with the principles of the Constitution. Main idea number 12. The Constitution establishes a system of judicial review. The Constitution grants the Supreme Court the power of judicial review, which allows it to review the laws of the federal government and the states to ensure that they are consistent with the Constitution. The Constitution grants the Supreme Court the power of judicial review, which allows it to review the laws of the federal government and the states to ensure that they are consistent with the Constitution. This power of judicial review is an important part of the system of checks and balances established by the Constitution. It ensures that the laws of the government are in line with the Constitution and that the government is not overstepping its bounds. Judicial review also serves to protect the rights of individuals by ensuring that laws are not passed that violate the Constitution. The Supreme Court has the power to declare laws unconstitutional if they are found to be in violation of the Constitution. This power is not absolute, however, and the court must consider the intent of the law and the context in which it was passed. The court must also consider the impact of the law on the rights of individuals and the public interest. If the court finds that a law is unconstitutional, it can strike it down and prevent it from being enforced. The system of judicial review established by the Constitution is an important part of the American legal system. It ensures that the laws of the government are in line with the Constitution and that the rights of individuals are protected. It also serves as a check on the power of the government, ensuring that it does not overstep its bounds. Main idea number 13. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism. The Constitution divides power between the federal government and the states. This system of federalism allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism, which divides power between the federal government and the states. This system of federalism allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism is based on the idea that the states should have the power to make their own decisions and laws, while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism allows the states to have some control over their own affairs, while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism also allows the federal government to have some control over the states, while still allowing the states to have some autonomy. The Constitution also establishes a system of checks and balances between the federal government and the states. This system of checks and balances ensures that the federal government does not have too much power over the states, and that the states do not have too much power over the federal government. This system of checks and balances also ensures that the federal government and the states are able to work together to ensure the best interests of the people. The Constitution also establishes a system of judicial review, which allows the Supreme Court to review laws passed by the federal government and the states. This system of judicial review ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are constitutional and in line with the principles of the Constitution. This system of judicial review also ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are fair and just. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism that allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism also ensures that the federal government and the states are able to work together to ensure the best interests of the people. This system of federalism also ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are constitutional and in line with the principles of the Constitution. Main idea number 14. The Constitution establishes a system of judicial review. The Constitution grants the Supreme Court the power of judicial review, which allows it to review the laws of the federal government and the states to ensure that they are consistent with the Constitution. The Constitution grants the Supreme Court the power of judicial review, which allows it to review the laws of the federal government and the states to ensure that they are consistent with the Constitution. This power of judicial review is an important part of the system of checks and balances established by the Constitution. It ensures that the laws of the government are in line with the Constitution and that the government is not overstepping its bounds. Judicial review also serves to protect the rights of individuals by ensuring that laws are not passed that violate the Constitution. The Supreme Court has the power to declare laws unconstitutional if they are found to be in violation of the Constitution. This power is not absolute, however, and the court must consider the intent of the law and the context in which it was passed. The court must also consider the impact of the law on the rights of individuals and the public interest. If the court finds that a law is unconstitutional, it can strike it down and prevent it from being enforced. The system of judicial review established by the Constitution is an important part of the American legal system. It ensures that the laws of the government are in line with the Constitution and that the rights of individuals are protected. It also serves as a check on the power of the government, ensuring that it does not overstep its bounds. Main idea number 15. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism. The Constitution divides power between the federal government and the states. This system of federalism allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism, which divides power between the federal government and the states. This system of federalism allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism is based on the idea that the states should have the power to make their own decisions and laws, while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism allows the states to have some control over their own affairs, while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism also allows the federal government to have some control over the states, while still allowing the states to have some autonomy. The Constitution also establishes a system of checks and balances between the federal government and the states. This system of checks and balances ensures that the federal government does not have too much power over the states, and that the states do not have too much power over the federal government. This system of checks and balances also ensures that the federal government and the states are able to work together to ensure the best interests of the people. The Constitution also establishes a system of judicial review, which allows the Supreme Court to review laws passed by the federal government and the states. This system of judicial review ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are constitutional and in line with the principles of the Constitution. This system of judicial review also ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are fair and just. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism that allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism also ensures that the federal government and the states are able to work together to ensure the best interests of the people. This system of federalism also ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are constitutional and in line with the principles of the Constitution. Main idea number 16. The Constitution establishes a system of judicial review. The Constitution grants the Supreme Court the power of judicial review, which allows it to review the laws of the federal government and the states to ensure that they are consistent with the Constitution. The Constitution grants the Supreme Court the power of judicial review, which allows it to review the laws of the federal government and the states to ensure that they are consistent with the Constitution. This power of judicial review is an important part of the system of checks and balances established by the Constitution. It ensures that the laws of the government are in line with the Constitution and that the government is not overstepping its bounds. Judicial review also serves to protect the rights of individuals by ensuring that laws are not passed that violate the Constitution. The Supreme Court has the power to declare laws unconstitutional if they are found to be in violation of the Constitution. This power is not absolute, however, and the court must consider the intent of the law and the context in which it was passed. The court must also consider the impact of the law on the rights of individuals and the public interest. If the court finds that a law is unconstitutional, it can strike it down and prevent it from being enforced. The system of judicial review established by the Constitution is an important part of the American legal system. It ensures that the laws of the government are in line with the Constitution and that the rights of individuals are protected. It also serves as a check on the power of the government, ensuring that it does not overstep its bounds. Main idea number 17. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism. The Constitution divides power between the federal government and the states. This system of federalism allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism, which divides power between the federal government and the states. This system of federalism allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism is based on the idea that the states should have the power to make their own decisions and laws, while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism allows the states to have some control over their own affairs, while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism also allows the federal government to have some control over the states, while still allowing the states to have some autonomy. The Constitution also establishes a system of checks and balances between the federal government and the states. This system of checks and balances ensures that the federal government does not have too much power over the states, and that the states do not have too much power over the federal government. This system of checks and balances also ensures that the federal government and the states are able to work together to ensure the best interests of the people. The Constitution also establishes a system of judicial review, which allows the Supreme Court to review laws passed by the federal government and the states. This system of judicial review ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are constitutional and in line with the principles of the Constitution. This system of judicial review also ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are fair and just. The Constitution establishes a system of federalism that allows the states to have some autonomy while still being subject to the laws of the federal government. This system of federalism also ensures that the federal government and the states are able to work together to ensure the best interests of the people. This system of federalism also ensures that the laws passed by the federal government and the states are constitutional and in line with the principles of the Constitution. Main idea number 18. The Constitution establishes a system of judicial review. The Constitution grants the Supreme Court the power of judicial review, which allows it to review the laws of the federal government and the states to ensure that they are consistent with the Constitution. The Constitution grants the Supreme Court the power of judicial review, which allows it to review the laws of the federal government and the states to ensure that they are consistent with the Constitution. This power of judicial review is an important part of the system of checks and balances established by the Constitution. It ensures that the laws of the government are in line with the Constitution and that the government is not overstepping its bounds. Judicial review also serves to protect the rights of individuals by ensuring that laws are not passed that violate the Constitution. The Supreme Court has the power to declare laws unconstitutional if they are found to be in violation of the Constitution. This power is not absolute, however, and the court must consider the intent of the law and the context in which it was passed. The court must also consider the impact of the law on the rights of individuals and the public interest. If the court finds that a law is unconstitutional, it can strike it down and prevent it from being enforced. The system of judicial review established by the Constitution is an important part of the American legal system. It ensures that the laws of the government are in line with the Constitution and that the rights of individuals are protected. It also serves as a check on the power of the government, ensuring that it does not overstep its bounds. Main idea number 19. The Constitution establishes a system of preemption. The Constitution grants the federal government the power to preempt state laws when they conflict with federal laws. This power is used to ensure that the federal government has the final say in matters of national importance. The Constitution establishes a system of preemption, which grants the federal government the power to preempt state laws when they conflict with federal laws. This power is used to ensure that the federal government has the final say in matters of national importance. Preemption is a powerful tool that allows the federal government to override state laws and regulations, and to ensure that federal laws are applied uniformly throughout the country. The Supreme Court has held that the federal government has the power to preempt state laws in certain circumstances. For example, the court has held that the federal government can preempt state laws that conflict with federal laws, or that interfere with the federal government's ability to carry out its constitutional duties. The court has also held that the federal government can preempt state laws that are in direct conflict with the Constitution, or that are otherwise unconstitutional. The power of preemption is an important part of the Constitution, and it is essential for the federal government to be able to enforce its laws and regulations uniformly throughout the country. Preemption is a powerful tool that allows the federal government to ensure that its laws are applied uniformly, and that state laws do not interfere with the federal government's ability to carry out its constitutional duties. Main idea number 20. The Constitution establishes a system of constitutional interpretation. The Constitution is not a static document and must be interpreted in light of changing times and circumstances. The Supreme Court is the ultimate authority on constitutional interpretation, and its decisions are binding on all other courts. The Constitution is the foundation of our government and the supreme law of the land. It establishes the framework for our government and sets out the rights and responsibilities of citizens. As times and circumstances change, the Constitution must be interpreted in order to ensure that it remains relevant and applicable. The Supreme Court is the ultimate authority on constitutional interpretation, and its decisions are binding on all other courts. The Supreme Court has the power to interpret the Constitution in light of current events and to determine the meaning of the document. This power is known as judicial review, and it is an important part of the system of constitutional interpretation. The Supreme Court has the authority to declare laws unconstitutional if they are found to be in violation of the Constitution. This power is essential to ensure that the Constitution remains relevant and applicable in a changing world. The system of constitutional interpretation is an important part of our government, and it is essential to ensure that the Constitution remains relevant and applicable. The Supreme Court is the ultimate authority on constitutional interpretation, and its decisions are binding on all other courts. This system of constitutional interpretation ensures that the Constitution remains relevant and applicable in a changing world.